The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is Thursday, January 25th, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past couple of days coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. OMG, it's here. Well, kind of. Yeah, I'm talking about the Apple HomePod that was supposed to be released about 6 months ago. Well, finally, you can start pre-ordering it tomorrow. And should be hitting the store shelves, or at least maybe your front door by your delivery service on February 9th. Of course, this depends where you are in the world. That being in the US, UK, or Australia. Yep, they're going to be the first to get it. Phil Schiller said the team has worked to give Siri a deeper knowledge of music in the HomePod so that you can basically play virtually anything from your personal favorites. He also went on to say HomePod brings advanced audio technologies like beam-forming tweeters. Yeah, this is stuff we already know. A high assertion woofer and some automatic crap. Again, stuff we've already heard about before, Phil. Of course, it is priced $349. It's not exactly cheap compared to other speakers out there on the market. Guess we'll find out in a couple of weeks if it's worth the extra moolah. Plex, yes. The center of a lot of people's media universe. Well, now they're diving into the virtual universe. Yep, that's right. Plex is now in virtual reality thanks to Google Daydream. Of course, you're going to have a Daydream-compatible Android smartphone to begin with, but from there, you'll be able to watch TV shows and your movies from any media server that's linked to your Plex account. All of this in virtual reality. In fact, Plex is going to give you a lot of viewing environments you can choose from. Something that looks like, say, an apartment in New York. You get the idea here, yeah. Sofa, and then you can see who's sitting on the sofa there with you. Then you got the big screen in front of you. It's kind of cheesy right now, I gotta say. Then again, I haven't played with it, so yeah, I'll reserve. But the cool thing, at least, the core function of watching in VR is going to be free for all Plex users. However, though, if you want the drive-in scene in virtual reality, yeah, you're going to have Plex Pass. Now, no word yet if we're going to be seeing this come to other platforms, aka Apple, anytime soon. Right now, Plex VR is exclusive to Daydream. And finally, all right, Pebble Watch users, I know you cannot let go. And let's face it, Pebble, it was a great little watch. Unfortunately, we all know that the end of the cycle of the Pebble life is coming to an end. Well, it's supposed to be right now. But I have good news for you on your Thursday, Pebble Watch users. Now you got the agony until the end of June. That's right, Fitbit has extended support for the Pebble services until June 30th of this year. Meaning, yes, you get about 5 more months of agony. Fitbit's also making you ponder about that new iconic watch that's out there too. Why? They're going to offer you a $50 discount on the new iconic watch from them. Now, why the sudden change of heart for 5 more months? Well, according to Fitbit, they want to give more of a graceful transition that gives developers more time to port Pebble content to the iconic's Fitbit OS. I think it's also more so that iconic watch, yeah, it ain't quite ready for prime time yet either. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website, powered by uk2.net. Hop on over there for the podcast, blog, and review section, too. We're also on the social media platforms, Facebook and Instagram, British Tech Network. On Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our BTN community hanging out in our Slack room. Come on over and join us. You can do it at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be returning for your Friday edition. We'll be getting you caught up with the best technology news is going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your Thursday. I thank you very much, as always, for listening.